getting its Australian premiere is a new play that explores the way in which technology is changing our daily lives and what it means to be human. It's the work of Scottish playwright Steph Smith, The Girl in the Machine, and it focuses on the domestic life of two central characters, which changes when a mysterious black box appears at their doors and ask us questions about whether we've become more dependent on the machines which we use to mediate our existence. Now on the line, I have one of the two main actors, Brendan McCullen, to talk about the production that opens tomorrow at the Riverside Theatre. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. This play seems to be tapping into a modern anxiety we all have about, you know, the loss of control we feel about, you know, experiencing the world with technology. Can you tell us a little bit about what piqued your interest in this play?
Well, pretty much that. I mean, a lot of people have been talking about the play in you know, referencing things like Black Mirror and that. And I think that's kind of a conversation that we're having generally. You know, you can't avoid it when you pick up the paper or log into the, you know, SMH website without seeing something about some new technological advancement that seems like it's going to open up every door and solve every problem. And then a month later, you end up realizing, oh, well, that one actually has a lot of bugs. It has a lot of problems, you know. So there was something about that paranoia and, that drew me to the play, but the main thing that drew me to this production was the chance to work with Claudia Barry, because I've been a big fan of her work in the indie scene, and I got the opportunity to do it, so I just leapt at it.
So Claudia, she's one of the, as you said, one of the brightest young directors. She's twice been nominated for Sydney Theatre Award. So how's she gone about realizing this play?
Well, I think in the same way that she's probably gone about, I've never worked with her, but in the same way that she's probably gone about realizing most of the play, she's come at it from the human aspect of the couple. So it's really about their relationship. And I think that if she came in and we focused too much on the technology, I think it could get a little bit lost in the, you know, the sci-fi techno jargon and babble. But she's really come in and said to Chantelle and I that it's a play about a relationship that is falling apart, and it's falling apart not only because of Polly's addiction to this new technology, but also there is something underlying in the relationship that seems to be breaking them apart.
And so you play Owen. Now he's married to this high-flying lawyer called Polly. Now what happened is they purchase this new gadget, a black box, which is some sort of like headset, virtual reality. Can you tell us a little bit about this device?
Yeah, so Owen is he's a nurse. He works in aged care at the local hospital. And these black boxes have been rolled out across the country in this massive trial for people who are terminally ill or essentially at death's door. And the patient that was meant to have this black box passed away before she could actually use it. So Owen sneaks it from work and brings it home, not knowing really the, you know, exactly how it works, but he's just like, well, apparently it gives you, you know, lovely visions and it can help with anxiety and all these kinds of things. So he gives it to his wife, who is a high profile lawyer who's just been handed a big promotion, and she's dealing with anxiety herself. So he brings it home thinking it'd be maybe an alternative to the medicine that she's been taking. And from there, without giving anything away, it kind of it takes over.
So this is the second National Theatre Parramatta production after Grounded, which was about a drone pilot. So it also had a sort of particular technological theme. Can you tell us how do you go about, have you gone about visualising this experience? You know, because there's always that challenge of how you represent the virtual world on the stage.
Well, I think we've kind of left a lot of the virtual world up to the imagination. I think Steph Smith does as well. In the play, there are some pretty the set design is pretty fantastic. It's almost representative of the black box itself. It's by Ella Butler, You know, I think a lot of it is just the techno wizardry of the sounds and lighting department. You know, we're kind of teching that at the moment. So even I'm being surprised as to how we're representing all of that.
So a lot of it will be about also the, just the, like any sort of theatre thing, about the intimacy of the body itself and, you know, the performances of being able to get close, to be able to look at the relationships and you use your own imagination to sort of project, you know, the ideas definitely from the play.
Yeah.
Okay, and your partner in this play is Polly, now who's performed by Chantel Jemison. I last saw her performing a range of roles in Sport for Jove's Rose Riot. Can you tell us a little bit what it's like working with Chantel?
Oh, she's lovely. We're actually, we're just having dinner at the moment. I've just ducked out from having Thai on our, we're breaking for technical rehearsals. But no, she's lovely. I think it makes all the difference having a partner like that, particularly in a two-hander and particularly in a role that requires such intimacy between two actors. She's a consummate professional, you know. She's always interrogating the play. She's always interrogating her own choices, and I think when you act opposite someone like that, it forces you to do the same, and I think it makes you become a better actor.
And finally, I mean, you've probably grown up with Facebook and Instagram like us, yourself. I was wondering yourself, how do you make sure, you know, you yourself personally keep connected to the real world when there is that sort of incentive that Silicon Valley just wants you to be continually sort of glued to phones and devices? Do you have sort of strategies to deal with that sort of dilemma?
Yeah, well, I didn't grow up in the city. I grew up down on the south coast in Batemans Bay. And I find, since moving to the city, I kind of had that technological overload. And I think in the last decade, everything has just kind of leapt forward at such a rate. But it was actually towards the end of last year that I started doing, not to sound too pretentious, but like a techno detox. And I deleted Twitter and Facebook and all those apps from my phone and, you know, just tried to keep the phone as a phone. But essentially I just go back home, as often as I can. So I like to go back to the bush and I love to go back, you know, to the beach and just spend one-on-one time with friends. So whenever I have friends over, we usually play board games or, you know, we just swap stories rather than, you know, doing anything with technology. I try to keep as far away from it as I can. I don't have any of those, like, Alexas or any gadgets like that in the car.
Well, thank you for being on the show. That's Brendan McClellan. He's the actor in the play The Girl and Machine, and that's premiering. I'm having trouble with these P words for some reason today. Premiering at Riverside Theatre tomorrow evening and runs all the way until June 29. So if you're interested, we'll put a link on the 2SER website for anyone interested in tickets, and there'll be a link on that. So thanks for appearing on the show. Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you.